We interrupt our breakdown of the 2015 draft class to bring you a breakdown of a player the Vikings just signed in free agency, defensive end Michael Johnson, cut by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Vikings swoop in quickly and sign him. He played for Mike Zimmer in Cincinnati for five seasons when Mike Zimmer was the defensive coordinator there, and now he's going to be doing great things for the Vikings. I'm going to show you four plays here on tape to just show you how he can impact games for our defense. The first play is going to come back when he was a member of the Cincinnati Bengals in 2013. Both he and Mike Zimmer were on this team. You're going to see Michael Johnson lined up right here at right defensive end. This is going to be a quarterback sack, and Michael Johnson uses an outside speed move here. You're going to see him with a great get off at the snap. He's going to hesitate on the left tackle right here and then continue with an outside speed move, and he's going to get home on Joe Flacco and end this play. This is very good body control by Michael Johnson. We're going to show you the end zone view here, and you're going to get a better look at it. Again, here's Michael Johnson right here at right defensive end. Keep in mind, Michael Johnson, 6'7", 270 pounds, and has the body control to do a shoulder dip right here. He keeps his balance, keeps his head up, gets around the left tackle, and brings Joe Flacco down. 2.23 seconds from snap to quarterback sack right here for Michael Johnson. That is explosive for anyone, especially a guy who stands at 6'7", as Michael Johnson does. The next play against the Green Bay Packers. This is as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this past season. Now, all great pass rushers have one trait in common. You might think it's explosion or speed to the outside. It's not. They can all win with power, and that's what Michael Johnson does here on this play. Once again, right defensive end. He's singled up against the Packers left tackle, and I'm sure that during the course of the week, the Packers were preparing for Johnson's explosive edge rushing ability on the outside. Johnson uses that against Green Bay here and breaks inside with a power move, comes through the middle of the pocket, and gets to Aaron Rodgers. So you see a great pass rusher winning with speed on the first play and wins with power on the second play. Now, to play for Mike Zimmer as a defensive lineman, you can't be good at just one thing. If you're a defensive end, you can't be only good at rushing the passer. You have to play the run well, too. That's why Mike Zimmer likes Michael Johnson, and that's why Michael Johnson is a Minnesota Viking right now. Here he is once again at right defensive end. You talk about the defensive line's goal is to move the line of scrimmage backwards. That's what Michael Johnson does right here. Takes on a left tackle. That's Cordy Glenn, a powerful left tackle for the Bills. Takes on the block, and you'll see he uses great leverage here. At 6'7", he has great leverage, gets his left hand up into the offensive lineman, moves him to the right, and peeks inside at the running back. That forces the running back to bounce it outside, and Michael Johnson does a great job here of keeping contain and holds the play up, and the rest of his teammates rally to the ball. So here you're going to get another look at it right here. The offensive lineman is trying to kick Michael Johnson out of this play right here, and it's an inside handoff to CJ Spiller, who's going to try and go outside of the C gap. But Michael Johnson does a great job with leverage, keeps contain, and then strings this play out, and the Bengals rally and tackle. So a great job here by Michael Johnson of not having tunnel vision and only going after the quarterback. He keeps his head up and makes a play in the run game. We're going to see it one more time here against the Miami Dolphins when he was back playing for the Cincinnati Bengals in 2013. Another great example of Johnson moving the line of scrimmage back. This is a big, powerful left tackle. He moves him backwards about 2 or 3 yards and then takes on a fullback, sheds that block, and makes a play on the running back, a one-yard loss here for the Miami Dolphins. Once again, the end zone view gives you a better look at it. He's going to take on this blocker, shed him. He's going to shuffle to the outside and keep contained on the play. You're going to see a fullback who's going to be a lead blocker for Lamar Miller, and Michael Johnson has no problem shedding away from that block as well. So block number one, he gets rid of it, keeps his head up, shuffles to the outside, takes on the fullback, shoves him aside, and makes a play on the running back. Tackle for loss. The rest of his teammates, they rally and tackle. So there you can see Michael Johnson making plays against the pass as a pass rusher and making plays in the run game as well. Now, you saw him exclusively here, right here, lining up as a right defensive end. I think he can also play left defensive end. So it'll be interesting to see what Mike Zimmer's vision is for the Vikings defense with Michael Johnson now on board. Is it Everson Griffin on the right and then Brian Robinson and Michael Johnson are rotating on the left? Is it a three-man rotation? I don't know, but Mike Zimmer has a lot of options, and a big reason for all those options is because we got a big player in Michael Johnson.